Why is Western culture so individualistic?
In this video, I'll cover some of the neurobiological explanations for why we tend to find higher rates of individualism in the West and collectivism in the East. To start, I want to clarify that I am not speaking in absolutes.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Not all Westerners are individualistic, and not everyone from Eastern cultures can be considered collectivist. Naturally, there are diverse groups and ideologies across the world. Okay, first, we have a fairly simple explanation. Most people in the U.S., outside of Native Americans, are immigrants or children of immigrants. And who are the immigrants? Well, by and large, to have the interest, willingness, and motivation to leave your village or community for somewhere on the other side of the ocean, you have to be a little bit individualistic. Even if you do, say, take your direct family with you, it still excludes many other relatives, family, friends, and other members of the community with whom you might otherwise cooperate. Now, why does East Asia often produce textbook examples of collectivism? A key component that neuroscientists have pointed out is differences in food agriculture and production between the West and the East. In East Asia, rice has basically always been a bigger dietary source compared to the West, and rice requires massive amounts of communal work, especially compared to typically Western food sources like wheat. It requires more collective labor to terrace the mountains, build and maintain irrigation systems, and control for flooding of paddies. A paper in the journal Science further supports this hypothesis. In parts of northern China, where it had been historically hard to grow rice, they grew wheat instead. The researchers found, by standard measures of individualism, the northern Chinese showed individualistic tendencies similar to those you would find in the West. Now, in my next video, I'll show you how differences in genetics, as measured by dopamine receptors, have been connected to help us find an answer as to why we tend to find higher rates of individualism in the West.